to keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And we have lots of things developing. Just to give you a lineup for today, Ryan will be coming on probably in the second, third segments today. We are massively shipping a ton of the first line of defense kits for people with the SARS virus. The latest information, I'm going to be doing an update probably as early as maybe today or tomorrow on the video I put up, which we have many thousands of hits now. I put up on 3:30 in the morning on Monday. I announced also Monday was the first day of the apocalypse, the unveiling, and you're going to see a lot of unveiling. They try to announce the peace accord between the Palestinians and Israelis. The Chinese first treaty was signed with China. The USMCA was treaty was signed by Donald J. Trump. Lots of things happening. It's a kind of the wrap up of the impeachment farce that's going on now with the demon rats and the people there. And of course, the release of the information leaked about John Bolton, who, by the way, if you let somebody that's close to the president continue to be able to record information leak, it means you destroy the office of the presidency. So it's not just Trump in danger here, it's the office of the presidency itself. So people need to start understanding that this is a very serious matter, not just dealing with the current presidency, but any future ones. And it makes the U.S. Constitution be a farce. It also puts us in danger of either going toward a totalitarian future dictator or a government where the Congress can go back and forth and impeach people because they just have different policies in the party and power in the House, and even if the Senate is under the control of the opposite party, like the situation right now. So now, in terms of health care, we've advanced our nutraceuticals. We have a number of new nutraceuticals we'll be launching. We're updating our formula for a number of things. We have a new joint performance formula we'll be launching in the next couple of days. That's coming on. We have a new upgraded formula for arthritics. That is an amazing formula. The new arthritics will contain 500 milligrams per capsule of glucosamine, and it contains a special proprietary blend of MSM and boron. Okay, that's coming. That'll be available in the next few weeks as well. I'm working on new formulas, which are always, sometimes it takes months or years, and we have, a lot of people have been requesting it for a lot of time, a special form of lithium orotate. That's also going to be launched. So those three formulas are coming. By next week, we will have our new Pain Away Cream, which is the most amazing formula. We've been working on this for many months. That will launch next week. We'll have it, Pain Away, P-A-I-N, capital A-W-A-Y. It is a combination of glucosamine, MSM, frankincense, arnica montana, all kinds of cool things. It'll actually turn off your pain, and it has an amazing ability to turn off dermatitis as well as pain, not just in your local tissues, but right down deep in your joints and so on, because the skin is the primary gate to control pain messages to your brain. We also have Superfolate TR will be arriving next week as well, so you need to know. The first line of defense kit, and I want to go over some of the components of it that you need to understand. We have additional things you can order as well. The first line of defense kit includes our Neutrodyne, our defense wipes, and NIOSH N95 masks. It includes Nutra Defense, which kills the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses. Neutrodyne is plasma iodine. It's not just nascent. It's the only one in the world that's a plasma iodine put through a Tesla field. It's actually, when you make it, it's actually dangerous to make because it's highly explosive until when it's going through the process. It's not when it's in your bottle. And if you want to store it, keep it away from sunlight and heat. And I generally recommend refrigeration. If you want to, you can put it in a little Faraday cage bottle to make it even more long-lasting. But it's a plasma state of matter. We also have, of course, Power C Plus. It'll stop the cytokine storm, which is the thing that kills you from a virus or a sepsis. It's not the pathogen, it's your own immune system. We have, of course, Allicin Med and Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins and so on. So get your orders in now. We're going to get swamped by people once they realize how serious this is. The latest data, which I have, which I'm going to work on upgrading, is that the virus is around 15% case fatality, which means if you come down with a virus proven by PCR, the chances of you dying are about 15%, which is six times more than the 1918 flu that killed 100 million people worldwide and around 680,000 Americans and around 67,000 Canadians. That means it's also, in fact, very infective because it can grow and actually be weeping from somebody for up to 2 weeks while they're incubating the virus. And then they finally turn and can either get very sick or die or end up in ICU. Like the 1918 flu, it'll cause long-standing damage neurologically into the lungs. So the survivors will actually have some long-standing damage from this particular bug. And so you don't want to get sick. If you're traveling an airline, you want a NIOSH N95 mask because if you breathe the air, they took out the HEPA filters in the early 1980s. And that means if somebody's coughing in the back of an aircraft with any bug, TB or whatever, they blow that cough in your face within a matter of up to 5 minutes. So it's very important to understand that we have defense wipes that will kill all viruses and pathogenic bacteria. We've had these antipathogenics that are more powerful than any drug that their doctor can try to prescribe to kill any pathogen, fungi, bacteria, viruses, including the SARS. Now, I have from my sources that the U.S. government is contracting to a company, and I'm not pronouncing it correct, but it sounds like Maris or something, and I'll get more accurate naming of it, but it's apparently a company going to make an RNA vaccine to the SARS coronavirus if they think that it's genetically stable. Remember, now, RNA viruses are not necessarily genetically stable. They can mutate. But the last RNA vaccine is the Gardasil, and it's now considered, after the court hearings over it, a lethal vaccine. The vaccines are based on the idea of injecting into you a new genetic material so your body makes the antigen so that your body can attack the pathogen. That's not a good idea. And the women who had the Gardasil vaccine against the viruses that cause cervical cancer, it causes pseudotumor cerebri, which is in hypertension in the brain. It causes neuropathy. It causes chronic fatigue syndrome. It causes cardiac arrhythmias, and it causes immune system collapse. And it causes death. So it's now considered a lethal vaccine. And you have to understand that the vaccine companies get away with murder because of their vaccine court. It's an absolution by the corrupt politicians that if drug companies and vaccine companies were under the same duress even as drug companies, their vaccines would be removed from the market because no vaccine company has ever proven that increasing antibodies against a particular pathogen, which they haven't even proven, on any pathogen that they actually test a wide range of the population. When they have done tests, for example, on the flu vaccine, which is almost always an incorrect antigenic type, it only increases antibody levels in the population between about 25 and 40. And if their theory is that you have to create antibodies to tag the pathogen, it doesn't do that for people younger than 25 or over 40. And it doesn't prove that it also increases what's called killing activity to prevent the virus from causing major problems. So the idea that somehow a vaccine is going to save the population is foolishness. Normal public health measures like making sure you quarantine people when they fly in and you do PCR and isolate them. I have a quantum testing technology I'm developing that can actually pick up people even radionically at a distance to see if they're infected, and that will be available soon. Right now, the current technology open to the government is PCR testing, which takes, if you have the test right there, a couple hours, which most likely you're going to keep people up to 2 days in quarantine. The problem is the resources could be restrained very badly, especially in countries that don't have a lot of ventilators or other equipment. And a couple of hospital ICU beds in China where this is happening, their economy is already contracting in the last week. Between 3 and 5%. So you have to understand this is a very serious problem indeed, isn't it? What I want people to understand is get your first line defense kit and other supplements. Also, just build up your general health. Eat a good organic diet. Eat only grass-fed beef. Eat only wild salmon. Don't eat non-grass-fed food, and try to stay away from garbage like aspartame, Splenda, and other things like that. Have only things that are non-toxic, and don't drink the regular water, filter it. And realize if you're going to public places, if someone's coughing and sneezing, if you don't have a NIOSH mask, especially if you're in an airport or a place where the air is recycled, you're going to be in trouble. So my grandmother told me the story about how where her sister was exposed back 100 years ago in 1918, and when she died, her brother wanted to hold her in the coffin before they closed it and put her in the ground, and the next week they buried him. So I lost a grandmother's brother and sister in this pandemic, and it was started with the typhus vaccine on a number of sites from Bethesda, but the primary base was called Fort Lupton, Kansas. And what they were doing is they had pigs, and we were getting pig flu blood injected with humans. And unfortunately, they created a recombinant for the typhus vaccine and contained human and pig flu recombinants that would grow deep in the lung tissue at the temperatures that would cause respiratory failure. So when they injected them with the typhus vaccine, they flew to Spain, and that's when they got violently ill. Now, what they would do is run from one bed to another with an oxygen machine or a tank until they would pink up, hoping they would survive. They didn't have the fancy heart-lung machines we have now or other technologies like heart-lung bypass if you go into real bad failure. And even those, they have limited numbers of machines. In all of London, or you know, with many millions of people, they only have half a dozen complete heart-lung bypass machines. They can intubate. We have many more of those here in America, but most countries are not prepared for this at all. The 1918 flu, when I hear people kind of try to dismiss it, it's a conspiracy theory. We have patents for the SARS virus, okay? I have intel information from secure sources of most of the major pathogens out there, including the AIDS virus, Lyme disease, etc. Ebola were created in laboratories, okay? Now they can mutate or change afterwards, especially RNA viruses like Zika. Zika has 15 base pairs different from the original virus, and they were hoping to actually wipe out Zika virus by using their technology and actually cause an amplification of the viral territory. And then the sprays that they used to try to contain the virus actually were themselves neurotoxic and immunotoxic. So you have to understand what they do sometimes in response to it is even sometimes worse than the original pathogen. So where we are today is we need to understand that we're in the crosshairs of a major pandemic. We're also, as I said on Monday, when I released my information about other spiritual and geopolitical and astral and galactic things that we may release, and I'm going to be hoping to get on the show William Shatner from Star Trek and other people from the Star Trek series, because what I have is very, very important to understand that with the signing this week by Donald J. Trump of the Space Force, which you got funding last fall, we have the transition of America and the world to a galactic civilization. Now, if it's done godly, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I heard a bleep bleep sound. Hopefully we got a caller. No, we don't have a caller. I just heard a bleep. That's interesting. That's just something popping up on my screen. So what I have to understand is examination of the facts of the new coronavirus. I have an article, a number of articles. One of the best places is globalresearch.ca. The Western media have discussed the new coronavirus, and of course they try to pretend it's not that big a deal. You have to understand that the Chinese New Year is the most important festival in the Chinese calendar. It started Saturday, January 25th, the first day of what's called a lunar calendar in a 12-year cycle. It's called the Year of the Rat. And if you look at all the evidence of the novel coronavirus, 2019 nCoV, which they call the Alpha virus, it's related to the MERS or MERS-CoV and the SARS-CoV viruses. Early evidence suggests it's not as dangerous. Well, the evidence I actually have shows it's actually more dangerous and that it's more infective and will yield virus longer. Now, we'll revise that as necessary, but I can tell you the most important thing is not how many people it's going to kill, it's how it'll paralyze society or force us to a technique for forcing biometric identification to make sure you're not traveling or doing anything if you're a carrier or have not, quote, received the, what I expect down the road, if this gets really serious, a mandatory vaccine. Especially if the thing keeps on mutating and they keep on realizing there's new substrains that are emerging, because the SARS virus and these other ones are being RNA viruses are likely to mutate and change their genetic infectivity. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to Ryan, but better get your first line of defense kits, get your general health, your vitamin mineral max, your drinks, life support ageless. Realize we have the best supplements in the world, and the new ones we have are an upgraded formula for arthritics, our new formula for joint performance, and we're now launching a new lithium orotate product, Pain Away Cream and Superfolate TR Time Release 5000 is coming next week.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. We don't have Ryan yet, but I'm going to continue. I want to read part of this article. I've got many others. I'm doing an update to my video I released at 3:30 in the morning on Monday, 3:30 Pacific time. And I'm going to read just a paragraph here. The recent disease outbreaks that would seem to possibly qualify as potential bioweapon agents are AIDS, which, by the way, I got the documents when I was there in Zurich, Switzerland, Human Life International, March 1997, that actually gave me the documentation of the Lyme disease, the AIDS virus and vaccine against the trophoblast of pregnancy that were created by these various government agencies and actually were advanced by many of them by the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and these classified Masonic organizations behind them that are behind this. That includes the AIDS, SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu, hantavirus, Lyme disease, West Nile virus, Ebola, polio, by the way, which was originally from Syria, right? Foot and mouth disease, like the Gulf War syndrome and Zika. In fact, thousands of prominent scientists, physicians, and virologists and epidemiologists on many continents have concurred that all these viruses were lab-created and their release deliberate. The recent swine flu epidemic in China has the hallmarks as well, with circumstantial evidence and outbreak missing, raising only questions. Now, recently, this week, actually arrested a Harvard biologist who was playing around with these viruses. The U.S. government arrested him. He tried to certify to do some of these experiments in America, and they actually wouldn't allow him, so he went to China. And we wonder who the heck would release it. Of course, it seems to be race dominant. The number of people getting sick are primarily Chinese, and they seem to be the most ones dying, but a virus can change, especially RNA viruses. So you have to understand we're going to keep our eyes closely on this, and the Chinese are not giving out full data. I saw a report this morning with satellite photos of Wuhan, and central China, where now 55 million people are quarantined or basically can't go out, and that the areas are like a desert. There's people, nobody on the streets, nobody driving, everybody home. Marketplaces are cleared. In fact, some of the corporations that deal with shipping material in and out of Hong Kong and China that are vaguely shut down. I expect this week to be a shutdown of all airports flying in and out of China to America, Canada, and other nations. Many have already started that procedure in some of the airlines. I want people to understand part of the problem here is not only do we have the experimental release of these things or the leaked release because they're fairly sloppy. When the hurricane system hit New Orleans, one of our class of four bioweapon facilities actually only had a chain lock on it. And the virus did get out of containment, literally floating around out there. And people weren't aware of this. So we have to understand that people handling these things are often extremely sloppy. They may not be in a class 4 low-pressure system to make the virus not escape. And if it does, it can be vectored through animals as well as humans. So it's a lot more to this stuff than people realize. Sometimes the timeliness is always very, very timely because right at the time China signed the treaty arrangement, they respected intellectual property and buy $260 billion worth of goods from America and many other sub-sections of it. So they're basically capitulating to the World Trade Organization Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission, CFR article fall of 1973, where there's 10 zones. We are now zone 3 since the USMCA treaty was signed and ratified by Donald Trump this week. I think it was yesterday, actually, he finally signed it. It was ratified in the fall of Christmas time by the Senate. So this is very timely, you know. I don't think there's any such thing as a coincidence. I think there's a connection with these events happening. We don't know all the reasons for the connection, but it looks pretty obvious that there's some connectivity going on here. Now, in terms of supplements, I want to go over some of the ones that you may or may not be familiar with that I'm going to run down through. Number one, if you're trying to correct joint problems, you want to use our Arthritics, which is our new formula. Collagen Max, and Inflamex. You want to use Joint Performance that regenerates the cartilage, which is really cool. That we have an upgrade on that formula as well. And you want to actually get rid of cytokines in the body by using high-dose Power C because it's cytokines, even if it's to what are non-inflammatory arthritis. And take anti-inflammatory fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro. Sometimes people have gluten sensitivity, and you can use gluten can activate osteoarthritis as well, and also brain deterioration. It turns out that the only populations that get Alzheimer's disease have gluten in their diet. Isn't that interesting? So I recommend glutenase and gluten immune, and of course our gastrozyme and digestes, which get rid of all glutens. And also try to avoid any bread that's not organic. Try to use rye bread and other types of non-wheat bread, because when they spray it with Roundup and so on, they increase the immunogenicity of the gluten millions of times. It causes a cross-reaction to specific parts of the brain tissue and joints, because you get cross-reacting immunological activation. And this is how it works. The gluten looks very similar to the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten attached to Roundup and other toxins, to specific neuropeptides and also joints, so it can activate a joint degeneration and also inflammation of the brain. We now know that the only populations on Earth that get Alzheimer's disease are those that have gluten in their diet. Interesting stuff, eh? Historically, that's a fact. We also know a number of diseases that we thought were separately related. They're not. And when people develop heart disease and hypertension, it's because they've oxidized 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol from free radicals, because of mineral deficiencies like magnesium and antioxidants, like selenium, which is deficient from our soil now. Then we know that copper imbalances, copper, zinc, SOD1, can be knocked out by e-toxins from electropollution, but also just from the soil missing the supportive antioxidants like selenium for glutathione peroxidase activity. That's why things like our selenium cruciferate, vitamineral max with activated albion protein chelate minerals, and for your neurotransmitters and your detoxification, etc., you want minerals plus. We have the Power Methyl B12, activated B12, little orange-flavored tablets, and now we are upgrading next week from a real good, powerful 2,000 microgram superfolate to superfolate TR, 5,000 micrograms, 2.5 times stronger, and a special methylcellulose release technology. You want to understand that our drinks are, for a lot of people who don't want to take pills, are going to substitute, into a great extent, life support. The supplies phase 2 detox of glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation. Ageless, it actually makes you age less and repairs your DNA. Some of the components we use, like ellagic acid. And we want to have you give the glycemics. It actually lowers the surge in insulin that drives the problem with insulin resistance and diabetes. So it's very, very important. Glycemics, you can even take a small dose just before a full regular meal. It'll reduce the glycemic surge of sugar and insulin, which occurs afterwards. We have the Mega Muscles amino acids to build up your muscles. You don't need to take Sestrin or some drug. We already have that to build up your muscles, even if you're relatively inactive. We have sports energy light to increase ATP and act as an antioxidant if you're involved with sports to protect you from electrolyte imbalances and free radicals from the sport causing damage. And, of course, to raise ATP levels, NADH levels, and to get rid of old damaged cells and tissues, we have NADH tablets. These are amazing. They actually will make your body start to kick out old cells and tissues, and they activate, especially if you have the FOXO2 genes, and make your life extension occur because they get rid of old damaged cells in an organ and help replace with new cells. So those are kind of some of the neat supplements. We have things to improve digestion, gastrozyme and digestes. We have the Living Probiotic, the Ruzel 6 strain, and Living Probiotic Ultra. We have supplements to detox you. If you're going to get, by the way, we just had a gentleman yesterday who wanted to get a Magi mat, which we have. We have the Magi. We also have the Mini Magi now, which has its own little strap. It's even smaller. It's pretty cool. Both same price. They are $7.95, and you need to get a couple supplements because these are very powerful little devices. If you're going to take them, you need to take our anti-air detox, like Xenoestrogen Detox and Keeler Max. You want to take anti-inflammatory fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro, and Vitamineral Max Minerals Plus, because you're going to start activating your minerals to go into your genes. You want the minerals present, and we also have monatomic minerals. Welcome back, Ryan. Let's talk about this. I've been updating people on the SARS coronavirus, also some of our new technology like the Magi and what to take to detox, which includes Xenoestrogen Detox, Keeler Max, and take our minerals, Vitamin Max Minerals Plus. The SARS coronavirus is a lot more serious than people think. Some people want to dismiss it because it's maybe something that they like to, they make a joke over, like some comedians, like, you know, oh my God, we're going to die. No. This virus, and this is from unqualified knuckleheads, have no clue as to what virology and the danger of infections. And there's a couple of parameters here that I mentioned earlier, and I'll just repeat it briefly. The virus, if it incubates and shed by a person for a period of days, increases the risk of infecting other people. The infectivity percentage rate, apparently the research studies that have come out so far that I have, is 83% of people exposed to the virus get infected. And people shed the virus for up to 2 weeks before they even get sick.
Yikes.
That's really, really bad. That's a yikes. And the case fatality rate is six times more than the 1918 flu that killed 100 million people, around 15%. Now, if you survive it, you're very likely to get permanent neurological or lung damage caused by the virus, which people did. They got serious damage to their lungs or they're neurologically caused by the virus if they survived the virus and it was really bad.
Yeah.
And the thing that I have to understand is when you're taking it, we have our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, NutriSilver. We have Allicin Med, one of our best. It's very important, Allicin Med. We bring it in from Germany. We have 200 milligrams more than Peter Jostling Alamed, and it's half the price or less. We have, of course, Power C Plus that stops the cytokine storm. That's the thing that'll kill you, is the cytokine storm. We have Cell Defense Plus, turmeric, which will block the surge of cytokines that actually will kill you. We have Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins. So we have a whole range. We have the NIOSH N95 masks and defense wipes that have lauric acid and niacin to kill all pathogenic bacteria and kill all the viral capsids of all RNA and DNA viruses. So it's a pretty good kit. You get the first line defense kit, which I can put together years ago for the other infections that took off. This one here has the potential to cause a lot of havoc, and because it's an RNA virus, it's very unstable. It's very likely to mutate. So in other words, it could change its race dominance from Chinese to killing other people, and it could be much more deadly than we think because the long incubation period, the relatively high case fatality rate, and so on are particularly dangerous, aren't they?
No, yeah.
So I don't know why we still have flights from China. Trump should have already closed off all flights, and same with Canada. Other airlines are already doing it now, but Trump should have done it already. And if you're out there and you think that it's going to be safe to walk around and there's not many cases yet, believe me, this will explode. We did a war game simulation when I was working with Reserve Admiral Hughes because 48 years ago I was trained when I was working on my PhD in bacteriology and oceanography under Dr. Robert Brown, who in the early 70s in Bethesda, Maryland, was working there in Rutgers campus on the T-virus, and all his colleagues got incinerated at 2,000 degrees when he was sick at home with the flu for the first time in 10 years. And you have to understand, many of these viruses do originate from labs. I got further information given to me in a box when I went to Human Life International Board in 1997 in Zurich, Switzerland. People need to start grasping that this is extremely dangerous, but it's very timely to occur at the same time the Chinese signed an agreement for phase one treaty with the West and America after their economy has been crushed by playing games with Trump, which is not a wise thing to do because Trump's a serious guy. So what we have right now is probably a super weapon release that can mutate, and we have antipathogenics and things. And by the way, your conventional doctor has no clue how to get rid of this. Ribavirin, which is the antiviral we use in the ICU, is dangerous. In fact, it'll lower hemoglobin a gram a day and can cause cardiorespiratory failure. And in terms of the way doctors approach the idea of the cytokine storm when someone's in shock from viral or other bacterial septicemia, doctors are clueless. Dr. Deagle is not. And the problem is that the average person out there, if they don't get those things like the first-line defense kit and airway protection, they're in grave danger. And our society, at the very least, is going to get paralyzed by this if it does take off, as I suspect it may well in 2020. Your comments on some of these nutraceuticals like Allicin Med, Nutrimune, Power C Plus, et cetera. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea is obviously to increase our capability to defend ourselves. I don't think, obviously you got to take it seriously and no, but, you start ramping up the ability for the body to say, and we talked about this earlier in the week, when I was on, is to go, listen, you're constantly being bombarded with things, right? Now, if you can alleviate a lot of the pressure of the immune system working on many other issues, then if you do come in contact with this, it's not that you don't necessarily contract the virus, but how well your immune system can deal with it.
Well, you may not even, you have to have what's called an inoculum to even contract it. So if you're taking your antipathogenics and so on, you're not even going to get sick in the first place. If you do, you're not going to get a cytokine storm that'll kill you, right?
Right, exactly.
That's what's key here.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. The answer to of a question, if you don't know the answer to, then all the meetings you've had and everything you've never heard before. So, Ryan, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you to ask a question you've never heard from one of your doctor colleagues or experts in every area, of whether even it's a spiritual or geopolitical question, doesn't matter. Ask me a question that you would ask somebody, the only reason why you knew it, you didn't figure even he personally would know, but the reason why you're asking him is because you know, even if you ask a question, you're sure he probably doesn't know, but he has God on speed dial. How's that? So go ahead and ask any question you want. It could be medical, geopolitical, or spiritual. Go ahead.
I don't even know where to go. I'm like,
Most people don't. I ask my co-host. Go ahead.
Why is baldness such a normal thing? Why is that? Why do we get hair and then lose hair just in certain spots? Why?
It's the silencing of the hair follicle by a gene silencing of the structural proteins in the hair follicle. Let me explain. The primary process that regulates production in your nucleoplasm, the little thing that holds your spheroid, that holds your DNA, is mineral resonance. And what the telomeres do is they talk to the ion channels to let a mineral in to turn it on. So when your hair turns gray, it's the ion channels telling the telomere telling the ion channels from the genes, do not let manganese in because manganese will turn on the genes to make the messenger RNA for the pigment enzymes and proteins, so the hair will stay nice and black or red or whatever color they are. When your hair follicle goes senescent, it's actually the genes telling turn off the ability to grow the hair follicle. And so gene silencing is actually caused by shutting off specific genes that allow the hair follicle to regenerate. Now, aging is a process like that. There's two parts of aging. First part is what's called gene silencing, because your body, your genes only code in your alleles for 32,500 alleles that create all your proteins, and an enzyme is simply a protein wrapped around a monoatomic mineral to make or break bonds. Now, the other 93% of the DNA, they used to call junk DNA, which they later changed to call harmonic because there's this kind of harmonic frequency to the DNA. I've changed it. I call it origami, which is like, you know, the Chinese art or Asian art, a folding paper to make a little tiger or doggy or whatever. Now, the people that did research, like Dr. Kavinson in Russia at the Moscow Institute, discovered people working in radar bases and so with high intense magnetic fields had accelerated aging. And they discovered that if you break an organ down to its peptides, it tells the DNA how to rebuild an organ. That's why we have things like exosomes now and peptides, and the market's around $42 billion. And when you take peptides, it tells your kidneys, let's say, rebuild a kidney. These are peptides that talk to the DNA and know how to do what's called origami DNA, how to rebuild the organs of a body, like your heart muscle or your kidney or your blood vessel walls. Interesting, hey?
When do I interject?
Go ahead.
Okay, mercy. I got it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's that's a summary.
I want to circle back, though, on the what you were saying right before that last break. I thought was interesting. We talked a little bit off air. There was the issue of cytokine storm, right? And thinking about when I listen to you, just like many of the listeners, right? You go, listen, obviously, you got to take it serious. You don't want any kind of virus infection, but you're likely to get something.
And by the way, it's not just the cytokine storm that does that. For example, one of the things that I do, you know, our cell detox glutathione. I tell people to take it out, get a mortar and pestle, and breathe it in a normal saline solution to turn off asthma and COPD. People don't realize your basket cells and your bronchi actually generate what's called hydroproxy radical in people that have chronic COPD or asthma. And it's caused by chronic viral infections like rhinovirus subclass 3 that continue to grow in their airways. People aren't aware it's not just a single thing or it's just a temporary, it's a long-standing, low-grade subclinical infection with viruses in their airways and bronchi and their basket cells. And the free radicals, if you stop it, actually you stop the mucus bronchorrhea and the airway spasm, creating leukotriene B4 and D4. So cytokines are a really big deal. That's why our Cell Defense Plus is so important, because it's 700% more absorbed. And Power C, because if you take vitamin C over 500 milligrams regular, you're going to get explosive diarrhea. But ours, you can take 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 grams. In fact, you can take somebody in a coma having a viral sepsis in the ICU, and you put a feeding tube down them, and if you give them, say, 60-gram equivalents a day, like 20 grams through a feeding tube three times a day, it'll turn off their cytokine storm, and they won't die, go into cardiorespiratory arrest. So people need to realize you can simply do something as simple as our Cell Defense Plus and Power C Plus, and the cytokine storm, even if you have the virus, you won't die from it. Interesting, hey?
Yes, indeed.
You know, I learned this almost 40 years ago when I saw steroid gels, and I realized that if you put a steroid gel on somebody that's going to go out in the sun, they don't get a sunburn, because it's not the sun that burns you, it's your own cytokines in your skin released by the sun that causes the damage. So when your skin bubbles up and you get a second-degree sunburn, it's not the sun that does it. It's your own immune cells in your skin that release cytotoxins or free radicals that cause the damage. Interesting, hey?
Yeah. Well, I think that for a lot of these individuals, you know, listening, and what is powerful immune support that's really critical, Power C Plus is one of the top things to choose from.
Right.
That's that neutral pH vitamin C that's extremely powerful. You want that thing around. Anything starts attacking you, it's a beautiful product.
Right.
And you can crank it up without bowel distress. So
right.
You can really
and
help
I,
the...
And we have, I call our triple phalanx of antipathogenics. Number one, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver. Our immune amplifiers, Nutrimin 26Y, gives you immunoglobulin so you can tag the pathogen. It's like putting a green laser on the pathogen so when you hit it with a bullet, immune bullet with the activated macrophage, you've got Nutrimin 26Y. It knows all the major pathogens that could kill somebody of all the major organisms. See, most people are going to die of, say, a viral infection. Don't die of just a virus. They die of a secondary overgrowth after they get inflammation in the airways of, say, Pseudomonas aeruginosa or strep pneumonia or something else. The bugs are sitting there in your airway just waiting to take over and go crazy. Just like the nanobacteria in your gums, if you have bad portal gum disease, are the ones that are growing in your artery walls are going to give you a plaque in your heart. I haven't seen anybody requiring a heart transplant that doesn't have horrifying gums. They all do. They're growing nanobacteria like crazy, and the same nanobacteria in their gums are the same one in their arteries and their coronary arteries in their heart. Interesting, eh?
Right.
So stroke is not a sterile development, and even cancer. We discovered that Epstein-Barr virus, for example, is almost universal in every cancer, along with fungi. If you do that, actually, Epstein-Barr virus titers in people who've got cancer, it's off into orbit, just like the AMAS test. How many people do you think in functional medicine, or even alternative medicine, or even cancer therapy, know that chronic viral infections are almost universal in almost every cancer? None, or damn close to none. Even though you can prove it in a lab test, I can do it in immunotoxicology labs like AAL labs, and people say, my gosh, Deagle, you're correct. I mean, people don't get it. I mean, I was working with Dr. Phil Broughton 25, 30 years ago in AAL. He's a British biochemist in Los Angeles at AAL labs. And we measure antibodies against 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, which is oxidized cholesterol. If you do lipid electrophoresis, which is far more accurate than a lipid nuclear spectroscopy, which all the lazy labs use, and the doctors, cardiologists including, use, because they're only estimating lipid fractions. You don't break it down to their inflammatory and anti-inflammatory fatty acid ratios, except for the lab called Meridian Valley Labs in Tutwilla, Washington, outside Seattle. They're the only one. I worked with a Harvard cardiologist, and we did it at Harvard. I actually was doing research, sending lab results to Harvard, and I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University with a cardiologist I was researching with when I was in Colorado. Now, when I talk to a regular cardiologist, now they think it's voodoo. I'm thinking, no, you're an idiot, and you don't understand me because you don't understand non-Newtonian fluid dynamics or advanced immunotoxicology. And they want to get really arrogant. You don't do that with Deagle. Not a good idea, because I will do a intellectual dissection live without anesthetic. In other words, Dr. Deagle's not nice. Ha, ha, ha. My Norwegian and Scottish side comes out of me, and it's not a good thing if you think... Now, I'm not mean to people in terms of just crashing them, but if they think that they know more and they think that they can explain why they want to lower somebody's cholesterol... I had a gentleman the other day. He told me he was in hospital because they thought he was having a stroke. They did a bunch of brain tests. He wasn't. His cholesterol was below normal, below 200, but these idiots wanted to give him an HMG coronary reductase inhibitor. Now, you'll see all the commercials all over TV. Buy Q and all. People don't realize that CoQ10 crystallizes or polymerizes. Within 30 days, if you don't have an anti-polymerizing agent like our CoQ10, it becomes friggin' useless. And then whenever you take an HMG co-reductase inhibitor, it does two bad things. It number one, knocks your CoQ10, and also knocks out LDL cholesterol. It's necessary to make male and female hormones. So happy castration. So when you're taking the damn drugs, whether you're male or female, happy castration. Isn't that wild? And this is just chemistry. It's not like Dr. Deagle conjectured on this. It's just an ugly fact that they want to hide, isn't it?
Yeah.
Da. And people say, Dr. Deagle, the medical profession are fearful of me. They damn well should be. I didn't go into medicine to make a big bucket of money. I went to find the cause of diabetes. By the way, this year, I'm publishing the cause of diabetes, the cause of peripheral neuropathy, the cause of cancer, the cause of ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome, the cause of post-traumatic brain injury, the cause of osteoporosis, osteopenia, the cause of manic depressive illness, the cause of post-traumatic brain injury, the cause of what we call aggressive humanoid syndrome, which is 6% of the population are aggressive humans, where their frontal lobes are shut off and the reptilian brain takes over and the amygdala. I know how to do the testing to actually identify who's a predator human or who's a normal human. In prison, and I can tell you what to do to fix them. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. I said, why, do you want to let people go to prison and go to what we call PhD university to become a even better criminal? That's what they're doing in prison, by the way. They're going to their master's or PhD level to when they get out. They're going to be really smart criminals. And their predator-class humans with no frontal lobe activity are going to make them extremely dangerous. Whether they convert to Islam or become a PhD graduate criminal, when they come out, it's hard to identify the buggers when they're doing bad stuff. See, we don't approach science to anything. We don't ask questions. Our society is based on the idea we want to advance people if they, what I call lemming university, where they consume the same intellectual garbage of their professors, and if their intellectual defecation smells like the mega university defecation of their professors or their religious leaders, then we graduate them and we accept them as okay. That's not good, is it? And that's why medicine is paralyzed. That's why people don't understand and say, well, how can one doctor know all this stuff? I said, I have a high curiosity index. I ask questions to empty myself, just like when you become a believer. If you don't understand that God is the only source of good, you can't do good unless you do God and add an extra O. It sometimes takes a long time. It took me some beat-ups by God, shaking my ugly human carcass to make me smarten up. But the same thing with coming in a relationship with the Creator God is coming to the relationship to wisdom. All wisdom comes from emptying yourself of preconceived ideas and asking good questions, including the questions of the nature of the universe, which is why if you're really smart, you become a believer. If you're really smart, become a good scientist and ask good questions, which basically takes you out of preconceived ideas, which is not only killing our civilization, because now we're going to launch 5G, go to force vaccinate with an RNA vaccine, not properly stop this virus, which might mutate or release another deadly virus through a bioweapon because they have plans to control us. And people say, no, Dr. Deagle, that can't be. I'm thinking, you know what? You're going to die of the Darwin effect. I said, what's that, Dr. Deagle? I said, well, you're stupid enough, you're not going to listen, so you're going to die. Okay? Now, they might be offended by that, but tough. I'd rather save somebody's life than have them like me. Does that make sense? I'd much rather save you from suffering or cancer or some horrifying disease than like me. I'm not in a popularity contest here. I want to save your hide. Physically, and when we do spiritual shows, I want to save that too. And when we get an hour, two, and three today, you're going to be shocked by what Dr. Deagle's going to say. My scientists like Dr. McCanny, Greg Ford, Intel Agency Genius with Dr. William Barnsdale on security systems for Intel and for the Internet and their military and secure sites. You're going to hear stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else on Earth in any radio or TV show. You're going to hear it on the Nutramedical Report with Dr. Bill. And our healthcare system is disgusting. After half a century of being in it, it is mind-bogglingly disgusting, isn't it? What do you think, Ryan?
Good stuff, Dr. Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we'll see you next week, I think, on the 6th.
Thank you.
The 6th, and I hope you have a wonderful time with your little kitties and a wonderful time with the rest of winter. Down here in California, it's already starting to be spring, believe it or not. In Vista, California, make you jealous, as Desi Arnaz said to Lucille Ball. Lucille, I think you're jealous. Well, you should be jealous of where I live. Aha. Although, don't like living in California. California for Communist California. Back in a moment. Hour two coming up. You ready to call in with your questions? I crave them. 818-818-6401. Be brave like that song, Sir Bareilles.